Hi.
Hi.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Hey, Meg.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Remember that song?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. I was just waiting to say that.
What?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Love America's Got Talent.
Yay.
Awesome.
Whoops.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were just watching America's Got Talent. It is a smorgasbord of crazy nuts. You can call them crackers.
Crackers, because that's what they're being sponsored by.
Just being crackers.
Macaroni and cheese crackers, that's right. Macaroni and cheese.
We gotta try those.
Crackers. I don't know, man.
What? Wait, whoa. You like Cheez-Its, don't you?
Yeah.
Same deal. Same deal.
No, I think that stuff will probably give me a migraine. Like I could taste the chemicals already.
You know what it probably is? It's probably Ritz crackers, and then they sprinkle that space powder cheese on top. Ugh.
You know what crackers I do like? They're called
white
chicken.
People.
Fuck you. They're called chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Oh, I love those.
Chicken and a biscuit.
I don't buy them like ever, but when I do,
it's
love
made
them.
With chicken.
It's like chicken flavor. It's weird. Like you gotta try it yourself to fully understand.
Gross.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You're crazy.
Chicken and a biscuit. I love it. Dope cheese.
So
what's going on? I feel like today was so unproductive.
I feel like today was freaking long.
Yeah, that too. We only had 2 kids in my class today.
Yeah.
And the day went forever. Like, there's only so much you can do with 2 kids.
You can have them fight, like a knife fight.
God.
Hand each one of them
actually,
a knife.
Actually, the one just kid probably would have ended up stabbing himself. Because he's accident prone. Like, you seriously, if you don't hold his hand the entire day, he will walk into something every minute.
Wow.
Like, he can't keep his balance. He walks backwards, he crosses his feet when he walks. He falls over all the time. Covered in bruises. I think his parents are throwing him down the stairs, but that's just
me. Oh, God. Today at 3, I was about to go home. I was because it was pouring in the city.
It rained?
Yeah, it poured for about, like, 10, 15 minutes. I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta walk in this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just go right now. Forget it, it's probably gonna get worse. And 10, 15 minutes go by, and it's just whoosh.
It didn't even come near us. Like, it looked like it was gonna rain, and then it just went by. It didn't rain.
It's crazy. Oh, dude, look. It's the guy who's gonna light himself on fire. They've been previewing this for, like, a while now.
Can we pause this and watch it?
Well.
Please? I need to turn the sound up.
All right.
We're gonna pause, and when we come back, we'll tell you all about the karate fire guy.
All right. We're gonna play a little song for you. It's Kile. Check it out.
My band used to sound like this.
Kile. I love Kile.
We love Kile. He's a good guy.
Check out Kile at KileDogs.com.
Check out
all his songs, fucking free.
Awesome.
Download them.
Doesn't get any better than free.
Yeah. Well, you know what's better than free?
What?
Getting a blowjob, and then that's for free, and then you get some songs after.
Mm-hmm. So you informed me that I said some pretty outrageous things yesterday.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember.
I know what I said, but honestly, I it's not that I don't remember saying it. It's just that I don't remember saying it.
Uh-oh.
So
do you have some words to say after?
No.
Are you going to apologize? For the words you said? I don't think you should. Stick to your guns. It was funny.
I feel bad that I said it, but it was just not. I'm not going to apologize because it was relevant to whatever we were talking about. I know deep down in my heart that I am not the type of person that goes throwing those words around, you know, to offend people.
Right.
You know, and I'm normally, when I say it, it's because I'm making fun of the person that does say it.
Right.
It's kind of like when I use the term, you know, oh, that's gay, like not the good kind of gay, the bad kind of gay. It's the same thing as that. I think.
Gotcha.
And, you know, whatever.
So, I couldn't call you a Don Imus, could I?
No.
Speaking of Don Imus...
Yeah, he's in the news again, but honestly,
What did he say?
I think they're taking it out of context. They were talking about some athlete who was at a nightclub, and there was a shooting, and this athlete got arrested. Yeah, Pac-Man Jones. Got arrested.
What?
Yeah, they call him Pac-Man Jones. I can't remember the guy's first name. So... Imus and his banter guy were talking about it, and
right.
The banter guy was like, oh, yeah, he got arrested, and, like, they're blah, 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 and then Don Imus was like, oh, well, what color was he? And then the other guy goes, he was black. And Imus goes, oh, well, there you go.
Whoa.
But I think he was using it in the opposite way. Like, kind of like, I think it was taken out of context. I don't think he was saying, oh, he's black, of course they should arrest that man. I think he was saying, oh, he's black and that's why he's, like, you know, like, oh, of course.
All right.
Well, it was sarcastic.
Do you want to play the clip? Because I think I found it.
Okay.
Defensive back Adam Pac-Man Jones, recently signed by the Cowboys. Here's a guy suspended all of 2007 following a shooting at a Vegas nightclub.
Well, stuff happens. We're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think's going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking, they're doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there, and people have guns. So there, go ahead.
Well, he's been arrested six times since being drafted by Tennessee in 2005.
What color is he?
He's African-American.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. Okay, now we know.
All right. So I see it as both ways. He could be taken both ways.
See, I think he's saying, like, oh, what color is it? He's black. Oh, there you go. Now we know. I think he means that he's being targeted because he's black. He's being arrested because he's black. Not he's doing these things because he's black and black people do these things.
I see it both ways.
Do you think he'd be that stupid? Like, he just got his job back.
He is a senile. How old is he?
I don't know.
In his 90s?
Yeah.
No, probably in his 80s.
You know what irritates the shit out of me about all this stuff, though? These type of, like, racial things?
Right.
Al Sharpton is always the go-to guy with this stuff, and I cannot stand him.
Yeah, well, that's how he makes his living.
And he's got to be offended by everything.
Yeah.
Like, if I gave an African-American, like, a brownie, he would find that offensive.
That is kind of racist.
It pisses me
off. I have a problem with this. Why didn't I hear of Pac-Man Jones before? I think that is the coolest name in the world. Pac-Man Jones. Waka 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 waka.
You don't get upset by things ever, do you?
What?
Like, or angry?
Nah.
You're all excited that the guy's name's Pac-Man, and I'm getting pissed because, like, Al Sharpton says I can't say things.
Well, who says you have to listen to Al Sharpton?
God. Well, no. He is the Reverend, so God is
who cares?
Speaking through Al Sharpton.
Why get upset about something?
It just makes me mad. Like, he could say those things because he's a person of color, but I couldn't say those things because then I'd be racist. Well, but he can call me a cracker.
You would be racist.
Is he a racist if he calls me a cracker?
Yeah.
But it's okay for him to call me a cracker. No one's going to call him on it.
Who said it's okay?
Whatever. I hate Al Sharpton. That's all I'm going to say.
He's
an asshole. Though, they
did... He's not taking away any of my rights.
He's trying to.
He can try all he want, but, you know, there is such thing as the Constitution. And I have freedom of speech.
And I guess he has freedom of speech, too.
Yeah, he does. And he can say whatever he wants. As long as it's not harming me, it's not hurting me at all. Let him say. And I feel that Imus should say whatever he wants.
He should.
But, you know, it is public radio, and you can't curse or anything. But if he wants to, you know, offend as many people as he wants,
go ahead. I'm just tired of every person... that has, like, a public, like, outlet. Like, anytime they say anything, they always have to explain themselves. And they always have to apologize. Like, why? Why can't we just say, yeah, that's what he said?
This is America.
It's ridiculous.
It's
not just, like, racial shit. It's, like people making, like, sexist comments and then having to apologize. Or people making comments about killing people and having to apologize. Or, like, Mel Gibson saying shit and then saying, oh, I'm an alcoholic, let me go to rehab. No! You're an anti-Semite, embrace it, and just get on with it.
Because he's in Hollywood, and Hollywood, of course, we all know, is run by Jews. So he's got a backpedal, and, you know, that's the people he's working for.
I just wish people would own their shit. Just say, yes, I said it. That's it. There's nothing to do. I can't take him back. I can't fix it. That's who I am. Bitch.
Well, yeah. What can you do?
It irritates me greatly.
Alright, I really want to go to, like, 7-Eleven and get, like, donuts or something.
So you were serious when you made the donut comment?
I was joking. But I want donuts.
No, because before we were watching TV, like, we were watching, and you're like, I want to get a donut.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Okay.
Or something. Maybe a slushie. I don't know.
Slushie. We have ice cream. Huh. We have mint chocolate chip.
It's too heavy for me. Donuts are better.
Oh, God.
All right. I love you.
I love you. Vote for Obama.
God damn it.